My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about why some ad platforms will struggle in the future.
So Apple ended up rolling out a change that affected Snap and Facebook and Instagram and a lot of these ad companies, in which they pretty much have this notification saying, do you want to be tracked? And by not being tracked, it actually affects Facebook's ability to serve you up better ads. According to Mint, right, which is a website called, you can go find their URL on livemint.com, but they have this whole article on Google, and it ends up breaking down and talks about how Google's following in Apple's footsteps to allow users to stop apps from tracking them across the internet. And Apple ended up doing this earlier on, and it caused Facebook, I think, Eric, you mentioned, to lose around $10 billion in revenue. So, and it says, as part of Google Play service update in late 2021, so we haven't experienced it yet, that advertising ID will remove when a user opts out of personalization using advertising ID in Android settings. Any attempts to access the identifier will receive a string of zeros instead of the identifier. Okay, and then it also says to help reduce developers and ad and analytics service providers with compliance efforts and respect to user choice, they'll be able to receive notifications for opt-out preferences. Additionally, app targeting in Android 12 will need to declare a Google Play services normal permission in the manifest file. In essence, all they're doing is they're pretty much replicating what Apple's doing, and this is going to hurt Facebook really hard in the future.
It makes a lot of sense.
Snap and others as well.
It makes a lot of sense. And by the way, what Apple did was a genius move. Like I read this article on Axios where they're just saying like they ran this change under the guise of like, oh, it's all about user privacy and all that. And so for them, it's like, yeah, you know, we're all about user privacy. And meanwhile, they're, as of this recording, their ad business, Apple's, is about $4 billion a year, right? And it's going to continue to grow because they have, whoever has first party data, they're going to win, right? And so this is why a lot of companies that have volume now, even Uber, when I order an Uber, there's an ad there, right? Like DoorDash, for example, they're all running ads. Eventually, if you have a lot of traffic and you have first-party data, it actually makes sense for you to start an ad platform. So Google has first-party data. Apple has first-party data as well. The issue for Facebook is they're relying so much on other people, or not even just Facebook, sorry, Meta or Snap. And so if you have the advantage, if you have first party data, you win, and you're going to struggle in the long term if you don't.
For you, just be prepared for this. And the reason this is super important is if your business is really relying on Facebook or Snapchat or social ads, you should consider diversifying and taking an omnichannel approach. If you don't, you're going to find that your revenue is going to even decrease even more in the future. So make sure you take an omnichannel approach with your marketing.
I mean, that's why we're saying the hot topic is building a media company, because you can diversify yourself and that you can have your own kind of first party data in a sense, right? If you have your own email list, if you have traffic coming to your site, I mean, you can always get banned by Google. But then if you have like an SMS list too, you have a little more control is what I'm saying. Not necessarily all of that's first party, but you leave yourself more options, more optionality when you're able to build a media company. I mean, you think of this podcast as an example. We're running ads on our own. We're not running ads through any network or anything like that. And so, you know, it's because we've built an audience that way. So think about that. Build an audience, then build a community, and then you're going to be a little more insulated from a lot of these changes. And we know a lot of people that have just relied on these platforms. And the last, you know, couple of years have been easy mode, but now a lot, especially e-commerce companies now that have really relied on kind of Meta and Google, they're in trouble, right? It's just not as easy anymore. So please don't forget, take a picture of this to social, tag Neil or myself, and then we'll try to reshare it, IG, Twitter, wherever, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.